and Sylvie? Like 3.5 years.
Oh, I thought it was longer than
oh,
that.
She sends her love.
Oh, good. I love her.
Yeah, she sends you her love.
Do y'all have friends that y'all can set me up with? Not now. I'm trying to lose weight. Let's wait. Give it to the summer. If by the summer, I'm trying
well,
to get laid
to
again.
Quote the great Sharia Mattis, if you look under your seat.
I love you.
I love you, too.
That's so nice. I love when people quote my jokes. I'm going to cry.
I'll quote you all the time. You're perfect. You can cry. You've yeah. cried once on the podcast.
Wait till I talk about fibroids.
I'm a dumb bitch. I was like, what? Like, what? I thought you were like, yeah, I hooked up with this girl and it was like packed with it.
Oh, no. I was going to...
I can feel the fibroids.
I know what this is.
Are we rolling?
Falling out like a jackpot. Just.
She came in fibroids.
For some reason, I thought you meant like a foreign currency. Like it only comes in fibroids. You got to go to the airport to get a transfer.
It's a dollar to 3 fibroids.
That's what I'm dictating. Yeah. That's what's gonna happen.
We are rolling though.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
What are you sorry about? We did our cold open.
Oh, is that the okay?
It's the vibe.
Cold open.
Welcome to Tunozy Meerkats.
Welcome back to Tunozy
Meerkats.
We're
back, baby.
We're back, baby. It's 2023. It's a new year, new us.
Yeah.
Same exact location.
Yeah. Cars fly now.
Cars fly now, but only on running on fibroids.
Cars don't use gas. They use fibroids.
Yeah.
New alternative fuel is fibroids. That's what's gonna end Elon Musk.
Oh yeah.
What are the odds Elon Musk knows what a fibroid is?
Oh, he definitely doesn't.
So low.
Oh no. Is that a new kind of Tesla motor?
That's actually a really good. I keep forgetting you're good at shit like that. I always forget you're good at shit.
He's an impressionist.
That's a solid Elon Musk.
Oh, thank you very much.
Can you do Ice Spice?
I'm doing it right now, baby. Yeah.
Oh, that's a terrible. You got to work on that one. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I don't have to work on it. I wake up in the morning and I'm already doing
you
Ice Spice.
You become Ice Spice.
Exactly.
You really do. Really shocks me that I didn't know who this is. She like a TikTok person?
No, she's a. No, talk
oh,
about
I didn't
it.
I didn't know you didn't know. Oh, I thought you were just like Ice Spice. Ice Spice. No,
I was Googling her and I was like, she looks like Lucas. But beyond that, I don't know anything about her.
Your mama got explaining to you. She was like, yeah, I was in the Bronx for a weekend. No, she's like one of the hottest female rappers out now. Like she's
right.
Like big.
When did she blow up?
A few months ago. It really hasn't been
really?
Long.
Yeah. So it's like in the last half year. Yes. Or so, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been listening to a lot of Muna. So different vibe.
Who's
entirely.
Muna?
They're like a lesbian
yeah,
band.
I was just gonna say, you don't know. You're hanging out with this one and
yeah.
you don't know Muna.
Classic. I'm going to make you cry to it later. I posted my favorite Muna song today on my story. It's the one that where it's like she just keeps saying over and over, like, it's going to be okay. And then saying stuff that, like, happened to her when she moved to New York and Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It, like, it's too powerful. I think it's, like, if you put it in a tonic for lesbians, they would all either get married on the spot or kill themselves.
Yeah. I think I'm more the kill yourself lesbian. So I'm going to stick with my K-pop and my, like, fucking ratchet.
That's what the K
hip-hop.
Stands for.
It's for don't kill yourself. That's the K.
It's not Korean pop. It's kill yourself pop.
Definitely. It's definitely for the suicidal girlies.
Oh, it is. Because those K-pop fans, they can really make stuff happen.
I know you're a huge K-pop fan because you talked about it on my radio show. How much of a fan you were of... What was that? What was the name of the...
G-Friend. Yojachingu?
Yes.
Yeah, that's my favorite. They're my favorite group. Of all time.
I only know ITZY and Blackpink and Twice.
I do love me some Twice.
I do love me some Twice.
But no, I don't love anybody more than I love G-Friend.
Yeah. But before we get into more things about our guest, we should introduce our guest.
Okay.
Y'all are smart.
This guest is one of... She's a returner. She's one of our oldest friends. Not in age, but in...
I was gonna say, wow! What the fuck? Is this bullshit?
One of our friends who's dying.
It was actually her make-a-wish to come on this podcast. Keep it going for Sharia Mattis, everybody.
Sharia Mattis, everybody.
Hi. Sharia, how are you doing? I feel like we haven't caught up in a while.
Nigga, I'm a mess. I know. Oh, can I say nigga on this podcast? Yeah. Can I say sure. like nit? Because
half. Yeah, you can say half.
I can say half.
No, you can say a quarter.
A quarter. I can say nit. Is that just, all you say? I've never heard you say nigga. Do you say nigga? What? I don't think I've ever heard you say nigga. I think I would remember. You don't say nigga?
No.
You don't say it at all?
Of course not.
Not even with your mama?
No.
Did your mama say nigga?
No. Well, I have.
She has a British accent, so that would sound crazy.
It would sound real.
I guess British
niggas say nigga. I had sex with a British man once.
Whoa. Really?
A British man, right?
Oh, my God.
Yes, this is many years ago in Thailand. And
this story and, gets richer. This is so and more international.
I love this.
I know. And I met him. It was really stupid and dangerous. And I was like, as we were leaving to go have sex, I was like, just
where were you leaving from?
From this really shitty club bar thing yeah. in Chiang Mai.
Did you say Shanghai?
Chiang Mai.
Oh, Chiang Mai. I was
in
like
Thailand, not.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. In Chiang Mai. Okay.
Yeah. And then we was leaving, and then I just like got really scared, and I was like, just so you know, I'm from Best-Thai. I got niggas. I got niggas that will fuck you up if something happens to
they
me.
They will fly to Thailand.
How many of them have passports?
That's right. I know, right? What the fuck am I going to do? And he was like, yeah, if anything happens, you know, I get turned up. I got niggas, you know what I mean? And he goes,
yeah.
I got the same niggas, bruv. And I was like, that was excellent. Great. I feel super safe.
What?
So I know for a fact that British people say nigga because of that one exchange.
Let's say you had to get your men involved in the situation.
Your men.
I'm not gonna
second. I was like,
I'm not gonna say.
Oh, my niggas. Yeah. My niggas aren't men. There's a group of studs with backpacks.
Okay, you're lesbians. You're lesbians involved. How are they getting through customs? Customs is like, what are you trying to do in Thailand? I need to clap somebody.
Hey, sorry, we got one of our own who needs us, called us in, paged us.
That's right, they paged us. No, I got niggas. You gotta have niggas from the streets, and you gotta have niggas in the TSA, and you gotta have niggas at border control. You know,
oh,
what I mean?
That's true. Yeah, all yeah. the place you got in the supermarket.
In the supermarket, yes.
In Thailand as
in
well.
Thailand. That's right. I got international niggas
in yeah, every
yeah.
country.
Just stationed in every country like the U.S.
On
yeah.
the block, you know what I mean? They just
on the website for every K-pop sale.
That's fucking right. Oh, my God. You don't got to do all that no more. I remember that shit, though. I really did used to have niggas that I had to go to, like, in Japan for, like, I got tickets to a Japanese concert. And people who've tried to get tickets to a concert in Japan know what the fuck I'm talking about. That shit is hard. So I had to, like, do some
Why
real-
is it so difficult?
It's really difficult to do anything Japanese. Like they are real like gatekeepy about their shit, especially like their music. But their concerts and stuff, usually it goes through like the fans, like the fan sale. Like you have to be an official fan that signs up on the website, and then you gotta have like a Japanese, like all this other Japanese information and stuff. So you have to have somebody who will. I had to have like a broker, almost like a Japanese ticket broker, to go see this fucking K-pop group in Yokohama, Japan.
Was it worth it though?
It was fucking amazing.
I'm sure.
Not only the only black person there, but the only non-Asian person there. People were
they like staring at you?
They were so excited to see me. They were like, oh my God, you? What the fuck is you doing here? They were so cool to me. They gave me shit.
Be honest, how many of them tried to touch your hair?
So many. It was fine. It was fine. I was good with it. They were so nice. It was just a bunch of like, I sat in a section with a bunch of like teenage girls who were part of the uh-huh. official 2PM fan club, and they gave me all these stickers and shit. They was talking
That's
to
nice.
Me through
That's
a translation
wonderful.
That's
app.
Awesome.
It was dope. It was mad dope. Shouts to those girls.
I actually love watching K-pop YouTube videos, like those, not the music videos, but the dance performances.
Me too, yes! That's my thing! That's yeah. how I got into it!
Really?
Yes, with the dance videos!
Okay, watching that shit, a little bit stoned, and then trying yeah. to do the dance.
This is my entire life,
Oh
bitch.
My God, like, you gotta come over.
Like, yes! Yes, I can finally do this and be social. Are you kidding me? Yes. Like, I do this all by myself. This is
every
how I
morning
live.
You yeah. wake up.
I'm not even kidding. This is not like for
so
a
I
while.
So, gotta practice the choreo?
dead ass. This was the only exercise I got for a very long time during my agoraphobia days.
Oh my god.
Is that different from the pandemic or?
It's different from the pandemic. I was on that shit before everybody. I'm like a trendsetter. I'm like really ahead of the time.
Why didn't
that.
You warn us?
I know, right? I remember when it happened, I was like, I'm ready for this shit.
Yeah.
Like, I can do this. Stay in the house. Yeah. I have been practicing for this my whole life. Well,
did you guys ever watch those videos of like choreography on YouTube where like different groups would do the same choreography and it was always in this red dance studio in the background? It says Unity in Diversity.
Yes, yes.
I watched those religiously in college and I would try to do them.
Sometimes
I love
them. K-pop stars on the thing, because some of those people, sometimes they have the choreographers do that and then they'll teach them the choreography from the dance.
Oh shit.
Are you trying to show me something?
Oh no, I was just fixing my shirt. I was just like,
whip a titty out.
You got one titty out. One titty.
That happened to me one time walking around the high school hallways.
What, did something whip out? Wait, what?
One titty. I was with my bra on.
Oh.
But which doesn't count, in my opinion.
The titty just creeped out, just like, hello.
That's so fucking funny. That would have been an epic high school story that would go on for generations of remember when that bitch had one titty out in the hallway? Like, ooh, we've all heard the story. There'd be like a graphic of you on the bathroom.
Yeah. Like a shrine to me with my one titty.
But it's like a stick figure,
titty.
But with like one massive
giant titty.
Not even two. Not even two, just one.
One massive titty hanging out. Yes. Yes. One titty is hilarious. Two titties is slutty. One titty is hilarious. One titty is perfect and pure.
And no titties is
no
God's
titties
will.
Is slutty. No titties is
no
slutty.
No titties is slutty. That's true.
That's right.
Because then you have to imagine.
Exactly.
Where, you're like, where are they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are they? Where'd they go? That's what are they doing?
Yeah.
It'd be funny if.
What are they conspiring to do against us?
Exactly.
Somebody with no object permanence, like looking at someone with small boobs and being like, where are they? Where'd they hide them?
Where'd they hide them? Oh my god. Oh
like a 3-year-old that hasn't figured out, just like, where'd they go? Fuck it. What kind are you?
That's literally how 3-year-olds are about titties. You know what I mean? With parents. With
how do you
boundaries.
Know?
I taught 3-year-olds.
You did?
Yes. Aww. Very strange people.
When did you teach 3-year-olds?
I taught all ages. I taught from like 3 to like adults. I taught professors.
I remember you taught abroad.
Yeah, yeah, I taught in Vietnam.
Not a broad.
I saw one broad.
You taught one bitch.
I saw this one spicy broad.
You taught her everything she knows.
Yeah, no, I taught everything she knows. You know?
And she was 3 years old. She's still 3. It's been 5 years. She's still 3. That's what I taught her.
She was encased in ice, you know. What a broad.
Was the kid from Ice Age unfrozen?
That's right. Have you ever seen Encino Man?
No, no, I haven't seen Encino Man.
It's not good. I don't know. It's not good, but it was one of my
Are you
favorite
a Pauly
movies.
Shore fan?
I was a huge Pauly Shore fan as a kid. Like, I've seen every single, like, 90s Pauly Shore movie.
Wow.
Like, multiple times. Son-in-Law, Encino Man.
I find this
Man,
surprising about
it. Biodome.
You.
That was, like, as a child, that was, like, my personality was Pauly Shore. I wanted to be. Remember in the Goofy movie with the, like,
oh.
That was my whole thing. Pauly Shore and, who else? Pauly Shore and, I'm tired. Chris,
D'Elia.
Yes.
Yes.
He was my boyfriend.
Oh.
When you were
out.
A kid.
Cut that out. Yeah,
when you were a kid.
I was 6 years old. He was like, you're getting a little old for me, honey. Fuck that nigga. I don't give a shit. I'm on one. I don't give a fuck.
Oh my god.
I remember one time an old coworker of mine like made me watch a Chris D'Elia special.
Oh my god.
And this was before any of the allegations had come out. And it was honestly bad. Like it wasn't good anyway.
Yeah.
He's never that great.
He always kills though.
He did, yeah.
Because he's handsome. Straight women are crazy. Straight women.
Yeah, whoa.
Any man with a face is handsome. No
he looks
shade.
Like a bird.
No shade. I know the bitches be in your comics like, oh my god, step on me. And I'm like, okay. They're like,
do they ask
me
for you to step on them?
I've never been asked to step on them.
Lies!
I've had people slide in the DMs. That is happening. Oh, they don't say anything. They say
they don't say it's blank, blank text. It's just spaces.
It's just titties and yes, daddy. Squirt emoji.
No, I've had hey, I saw you in this cafe, but I was too scared to say hi. This is me shooting my shot. Ooh. Yeah.
That's perfect. Can somebody, why don't I get shit like that? The fuck? I got bigger titties than fucking Lucas.
You do.
The fuck out of here. I got a fat, way fatter ass than Lucas.
Yeah. Although Lucas, we talked about it. Lucas is going to get a BBL.
Which I am. BBL is over for me though, man. Yeah. I can't have all my studs.
For those who don't know, we were saying before we were rolling that I need to get like a BBL so that I can put Ice Spice out of business.
Out of business.
Yeah.
Out of business. Because really, like, honestly, I bet you got bars. I bet you got bars.
He does have bars. He's rapped on TikTok before.
Yeah. I've done a little bit here and there.
Yeah. I like your flow.
I've spat. No, I don't have a... I've no, no, no. Spat. I can't go off the dome. I can't do it. I can't freestyle.
I love the way you say off the dome.
Off the dome. Off the dome.
I can rap in the context of an improv scene and nothing else, which is the whitest thing about me.
Can you rap somebody else's verse? Like, can you do a little Ice Spice?
No, I can't, because like there's a lot of N-word usage and I can't do that. And that's me being real. And that's me being real.
That's fair. That's fair. Do you think Ice Spice should be able to do it because she's just slightly more Dominican?
No.
Slightly 100% more. I'm not Dominican at all.
No, I'm sorry. I love calling light-skinned people Dominican. It's so funny to me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to think if
when
I could do...
When she says the words, she should use a Dominican accent. Yeah.
That's right.
I'm trying to... Well, the thing is, if I tried to do some bars, I think that we would get demonetized, you know?
You would slip up and say the N-word? Oh, you would get demonetized because... Okay. I see what you mean. You can't clear it. Yeah. Okay.
And he'd only say the word when we got demonetized.
Okay, yeah.
That would be the first thing he'd shout out.
Yeah. Did you used to say the N-word?
What a question.
Did you? I feel like, come on. Like, I would be like, if I was you, I would be like, my mama's black. I'm getting black ass whoopings at home. I can say the N-word.
Did she hit you?
No. Your mama never hit you?
Never hit me. I've never been hit by a parent or family. No.
Are you fucking kidding
me? I swear to God.
Did your mom hit you?
Of course my mama hit me. My mama hit me. My grandparents beat the shit out of me. My grandmother beat me with a metal cane.
Oh my God.
I ran her and she fell down the stairs. And I was like running out the door and I was like, should I go and get her? And then I did. And then she started beating me again. Isn't that crazy? Wow. She's a fighter.
That's determination.
She's a fighter.
Yeah,
that's
incredible.
She was really determined.
You get back up.
Oh, wait, can I ask, are they still with us?
God, I know. They live on somehow. They are nothing
somehow
can
I
take
knew.
Them niggas out. My God.
Yeah.
They've outlived two of their children, a pandemic. They're just.
Ooh. Oh my God.
If you are evil enough and have enough hate in your heart,
yes,
you can live forever.
Wait,
this
that's
is,
really
this
true.
Is what I think about Dick Cheney.
And
you know,
Henry Kissinger
is
alive.
Still alive. That man has looked dead.
Is he your grandmother?
Yes, Henry Kissinger is actually. I bet they would have so much in common, though. I'm not even kidding. Like,
what makes you say that?
Because they're both extremely racist. Mm. I think they both have the same kind of like sensibility of like, you know, kill or be killed. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, I think they would really. You know, get along, except for the fact that my grandmother is an old Jamaican woman and Henry Kissinger is literally Henry Kissinger.
Unlikely friendship.
That's the buddy cop movie that I really want. That is a
Your
great,
grandma and Henry Kissinger?
That's the new Rush Hour sequel.
I need it.
If you met my grandmother, you would realize how fucking funny that would be.
Yeah?
You really?
Wait. Give us a little burst of, like, something that your grandmother said that is, like, a good little microcosm of just her entire personality. What has she done that is, like, so telling?
She'd be like, a lot of the times, like, she would stand outside of my door with, like, incense and be like, you got the devil in you.
Yeah.
Like, that's what she would say. She'd
oh
be like,
my
you
God.
Must learn to do things the
Are
right
Are you out
time.
To them as
Proper
queer?
Way. Am I out to my grandparents as gay?
That was our answer.
Absolutely not. I
realized
not
what a crazy question that was.
Absolutely
Well,
not.
If you look under your chair.
That would be the worst. That would be the worst surprise.
You've been here all along. I realized asking you that what a crazy question that is, because I just visited my grandmother and I'm not out to her.
You're not out to her.
Well, I tried, but she has dementia, so she forgot.
Oh, so you had to do it again?
Well, I just stopped. I just gave up on it. So I
when how many times did you have to come out? And we're just like, oh God.
I only tried it. Well, I tried it twice. The first time I FaceTimed her with Sylvie and
for the revisions of Groundhog Day.
For this. We need to write this.
We need to write this. Wait, you do. For listeners who don't know, my girlfriend is Cuban but very white passing, and my grandmother looked at her on the FaceTime and pointed to her and looked at my mom and said, "She's very nice coloring."
Were you just like, "You mean her hair, right? It's a nice color she did her hair?"
Yes, yes, and also gold, darling.
At least she didn't call her the maid.
I know you're on FaceTime, but can you clean my dishes?
That is hilarious.
Wait, did she call her the wrong name? Like, Esmeralda.
Esmeralda.
And then the second time, it was in person, and I was like, I'm dating a woman, and she's very nice. And she went, oh, strange, eh? And that was the reaction. And then the next day, she asked me when I was getting married. I was like, soon. I don't know.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, wait, you're getting married to a man. Okay.
Yeah, 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 getting married to a man, of course. Oh,
that's so
You were so fun. Hopeful so for
I was really, I was like, oh, wait, that was a nice little turnaround, but it wasn't.
She is sweet oh about God. It. She's like, the men would be lining up for you, lining up.
Did you reverse sexual kind of like me if you discovered that you were attracted to men after you got into a committed relationship?
Yes,
with a woman?
I did. Ooh. Yeah, well,
talk about it.
I've always been kind of attracted to men as well, but I also was like calling myself a lesbian.
You're
for
welcome,
a while.
America.
Yeah, Lucas,
this guy. We did it. It's the power of Ice Spice. I'm telling you.
You know what did it? I started a podcast with Lucas. That's and I listened.
And then the rest was history.
That's right.
I listened to his sensuous voice and I looked at his big, big head.
His big head! That's not true. Don't let us talk to you like that. Your head's not that big.
The it's bigger the you. Head, the bigger the heart.
Well, that's what the they head
say.
And the heart.
The head and the heart. That's what
yeah.
they say.
No, yeah. A lot of people online are like, "Dude, is your neck going to collapse?" Like, I get a lot of comments like that.
I'm sorry
that
for
your
saying
head
that
is
to you.
Big is that the rest of your body
is
thin.
Narrow. Yeah.
Yeah, like it seemed like.
Do you know what's fucked up? Do you know what's fucked up is that on my mom's side of the family, a lot of people with big heads. Dad, my dad, very narrow
that's
head
racist.
And a very narrow body. It's literally like if you mixed a pit bull and a dachshund.
That's right.
Oh,
that's what
yes.
That's always what I say when I describe you to people.
Yeah.
Is they think about if you mixed a pit bull with a dachshund.
Yeah. That's literally it. That's what happened.
Your mama got curves, but you ain't got no curves. That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah. What's that about?
What's that about?
Why didn't you choose to have curves?
Have you ever been mad at your mama for that?
Why didn't
for
you give
giving
them to
you,
me?
Because she gave you like white privilege, but none of the ass. It feels wrong. You could be a Kardashian right now. You know.
Okay, I think it'd be too much if he had a big ass. I think that the world would collapse upon itself.
No, for no. sure.
It'd I could plank powerful. Easier because I'd balance out better.
Okay, I was with Lucas yesterday. We were rock climbing.
Yeah.
He's Spider-Man. He can scale walls because
he's really
so
good
light
at rock
and
climbing.
Skinny.
Sorry, what the fuck were y'all doing together? Y'all were rock climbing?
Yeah, we were rock climbing.
Y'all have a weird relationship.
No, we were
y'all rock climbing?
Come rock climbing with us.
Absolutely the fuck not. Absolutely not. Thank
Why
you.
Not?
I'll come and look at y'all and make fun, but like I'm
That's
definitely
fine.
Do that.
You can do that.
We're like in those rock climbing wall
places. Yeah, rock climbing gyms.
The gyms.
Yeah.
Okay.
We didn't I just go it. To Central Park and climb a rock.
Deadass, that's what I was thinking.
Hey, we could do that too. I love it.
You put on the harnesses, you bought the wrong kind of harness.
I went to a shop.
On my softball team, there is a woman, this very, I promise this transition is related.
Sorry, you're so gay. Jesus Christ, we get it. Okay, sorry.
On my gay softball
team.
Can you
stop being a caricature?
With lesbians.
You don't have to say that, it's implied.
And where we all cry every day.
You don't have a
know.
Car, you have a U-Haul.
That's true.
Yes.
It's true. On that team, there is a butch lesbian bus driver from the Bronx.
Keep going, I'm sorry.
And you'll like this even better. when she found out I was gay, because they're not all gay, believe it or not. They're not all gay. They're not all gay. Some of them have kids and shit that they bring.
That'll be nothing.
That's true.
You play softball, you're gay.
That's true. Kalani has a kid, and she's the gayest gay in the world. Yeah, that's true. So we're all sitting around, and I get up to bat, and this woman yells at me, "Let's hit it, big strapper." I don't think I've ever.
That sounds like a gay fish.
Oh, that's
a
true.
Gay rapper.
Big Strapper the rapper.
Wait.
That's a good rap name.
I'm officially only going to refer to you as Big Strapper from now on. Why should she call you Big Strapper? When
change
you say
it
that?
In your phone right now. Change Gabby in your phone right now to Big Strapper.
I think it was a genius move because have I ever given off Big Strapper energy in my life?
Do you know what that sounds like? That sounds like...
Oh, baby, let's
go. Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
Oh.
Yes, nigga, you got Big Strap energy. I'm sorry, you do.
You know, like okay, you know like Weird Al like song parodies?
What?
No. You should do like a lesbian one of Big Papa, but it's like, they call me Big Strapper.
That is a really good. And then say
thank you.
Then say you do the nigga in it. You just do all the all the niggas. We just replace it with you. I love that.
Well, you know at karaoke when sometimes there's the word and you're white, so you can't say it. I'll replace it every time with the word friend.
Why is that more racist?
It also doesn't always work in context.
Now you know, friend.
She ain't messing with no broke friend.
I love that. I love that. I think that's great. That's hilarious.
That friend, a munch. But just lean in. Friend.
That's exactly how you should do your Ice Spice impression. Is just do it, but like make it like Bob Barker or whatever.
Told him I said I eat it for lunch.
Didn't something happen with Bob Barker recently? He went to the hospital.
What?
I mean, he's in his 90s.
He's getting old. He's getting very old.
You know, he's indigenous. He's a Native American man.
What?
Oh my God.
Grew up on the res.
Like Elizabeth Warren.
I'm sorry. Okay, Trump is evil and the worst, but when he was calling that bitch Pocahontas, I was cackling. That nigga's funny. If he just gone into comedy, he could
remember, I agree.
Do you remember when he was like Tiny Mike? Such a good name for Mike. It was so funny.
Yes.
When he like crouched down behind the podium, he's just like, let me up. Just. It was so funny.
He's got hits. Like, you know what
he
I mean?
Does.
He's got hits. He just shouldn't be in power. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you know?
I always think that Nasty Woman was actually kind of a sneaky funny one because everyone reacted to it in a way that
created,
like, made it funnier.
He creates a good hashtag.
Yes, he
really does.
He knows what pops.
Yes. He should be a social media manager.
He should have an improv team.
He should oh my God. No. That's way too much power for that man. The evil, the harm that he would cause.
Trump doing a Herald.
Oh God, Trump with a UCB, like no, that's gonna turn into a cult so fast.
Trump on a UCB house team, I'd watch. It'd be worth it, I think.
Wait, I'm sorry, we were talking about you.
He's gonna talk thinking. Shit about I'm gonna bleep that name out.
Wait, who's that?
I'm gonna bleep that out.
We'll talk after.
Okay, let's talk after.
We got all beef. Right,
all right. Oh, okay.
No, it's okay,
that? Y'all got beef? That's so funny because y'all least beefiest moment.
We're definitely not beefy at all. I do gossip, but all my gossip is like, he's nice, but in a way that's insecure.
Ooh.
You know, I've got that like mom was a therapist gossip.
Oh,
that's like
right.
So milquetoast, but also like really stimulating to me.
That's right, but it gets to the core, but in a way that's very polite.
It gets to the. That's why my mom could insult me better than anyone else in the world. Like when we were in South Africa, we were arguing at one point. And she said something like, maybe someone should dig deeper into why you have no empathy right now. And that, I wish she'd just called me a dyke or something.
Right?
You know?
Wow. That's the thing, though. I think that's not even a therapist mom thing. Nobody can insult you worse than your mother.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody can insult you worse than your mother.
It's, because they know what makes you tick.
That's right.
And what makes you insecure. Because
they put it there.
Because they put it there. Oh, my God. They put it there.
Yep.
Yes. And I saw it with my mom and my grandma, too, because now my grandma's dementia. So she's like, I didn't give you that trauma. I forgot.
Yeah.
And it's pissing my mom off, dude.
Wait, you have to remember the trauma to go, I don't remember the trauma.
Yeah. Well, my mom will bring up something. My grandma will go,
oh, yeah.
Nope, that never happened.
Can't remember.
My mother doesn't have dementia, but she does that same shit. I don't remember that shit.
I don't remember that.
Oh, my God.
Wait, sorry. We were talking about why, how you discovered that you were attracted to men for the safety of a committed relationship.
So honestly, because there were all these, like, so Sylvie's very bisexual, and so we talk about hot men all the time. And then one day I was like, I feel like I used to like men, but then at some point I started calling myself a lesbian because it felt more efficient. And then there was all this bi discourse on Twitter, and I was like, I guess I am bi. So I like started saying that, and then I tweeted that thing and I got canceled. So
wait, what did you tweet and get canceled?
I've told it on the podcast before, but
it's a good joke. It was a good joke.
Happy Lesbian Visibility Day to bi girls with boyfriends. It was just a joke.
They are, listen, that's so like the bi girl with boyfriend community is the most like sensitive community.
No, I know. Yeah.
They are very sensitive.
And I love, do you think all of my friends are not bi girls with boyfriends? Because they all are.
Thank you. There's so many of them.
They are. My girlfriend is a bi girl who, if not for me, would probably have a boyfriend. So if you think I'm erasing the bi.
It's very rare to see a bi woman with another woman. It's very.
It's true. It's true. You're getting canceled.
The K-pop stands are going to wreck you.
Between the K-pop stands and the bi girls with boyfriends, we're dead.
Here's all I'm saying. Of all the bi women I know, most are with men.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you can't be with a woman. But most I have...
Yes.
Here's the shovel. Ding.
Yeah, I know. Ding. I know. And you know who's going to be the most mad about them? Most of these bi girls with men. They're going to be pissed about it. You know what it is, though? It's just easier to be with a man for reasons of compet, for reasons of
exactly,
just men are
just
readily
culture,
available.
Culture, everything,
that's
family
right.
stuff. That,
family
you're,
stuff.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right.
Right?
Yes.
Like, when I started dating boys, the first thing I did was introduce... I dated so many girls and never introduced any of them to my mother. Yeah. And as soon as I got a boyfriend, I was like, come meet my mother.
Yeah.
Like, look at it. Look at me being a heterosexual. Like, you know what I mean? Give me my prize, you know? That's like, you know, it's just part of it. It's just part of the cultural, like, it's fine. You know what I mean? The real reason bi women with boyfriends are so uptight is because they're not getting no pussy. And that's really, that's the main reason. I'm sorry. I'm not getting no pussy either. Don't worry.
I'm sure it's going to happen for you. You get thirst comments every day, and you're beautiful.
Talk about the thirst comments that you got on Ashley Gavin's episode.
That's right. I got so many offers from people who wanted to have sex with me, most of whom lived in, like, Alabama Australia or Canada. You know what I mean? You know, it was nice. It was
Any in the tri-state area?
Absolutely not.
Damn. No,
not one.
Well,
not
I like
one.
that podcast is making people in remote areas feel less alone. That being said, they should come to New York and have sex with
you. Right.
And then they really wouldn't feel alone.
I agree. I was literally talking to them. I was like, yeah, hey, what's up? And they were like, yes, as soon as I come from the UK. And I was like, nigga, get the fuck off my shit. whatever.
Come on, bro.
Yeah. I'm a special taste. I'm like caviar. You got to acquire a taste for me. Mm. And it's very rare that you will.
I don't think you're a special taste. I think you're a crowd pleaser.
I love you. You're so cute the way you said that. Thank you. I'm a crowd pleaser, but like as far as like, you know.
Dating you.
Yes.
I can see that for you. I could see that like you're a crowd pleaser in life, but I can see like maybe in the intimate insides of you that like maybe someone would have a heart. Like,
it's so hard for me to get laid when I've been on so many dates with so many studs who have wasted my time for a meal. It's fine.
Well, studs, that's a different world. Is that your type?
That is my type, unfortunately.
Stunts are sexy.
But you never made a pass at me.
You gotta come to my song. Oh my God.
You would make a great stud. You put on a fucking sports bra. Again, the BBL. This is, again, like, really, we keep, the universe is telling you to get a BBL, and you're ignoring it.
I think you should put a strap on over your real penis and just...
like a hat.
I think all men should do that, honestly. I remember when I first started having sex with a man, and I'd be like, wait, this is the dick. Oh, wait, this is the dick.
Right.
This is the dick that you have, and there's no others in the drawer. You can't. There's nothing else we can do but
you can't exchange
dick.
This or
exactly. You can't get a cuter color or like a different size. Like, that's the dick. And I think that is the
same phrase that your grandma said.
What?
There's no dick in the drawer.
Well, the cuter color comment.
Oh, the coloring. The nice coloring.
Oh, this one has such good coloring.
The dildo is nice coloring. Never seen one this shade of purple.
Right? Oh, God. Some of them are so... It's not weird, but it's just like, wow, variety. You know, like...
Yeah.
But like, you know...
Oh, yeah. You go to Babeland and you walk around and see like... They shouldn't have that many veins. There's no reason for that.
I was about to say, what's Babeland?
Oh, it's a store with the dicks.
They used to be like really like good, like local, dyke owned, like blah, blah, blah. Like,
did they go corporate? Blah,
blah. And then, yeah, then they got bought
out.
Oh, that sucks.
I feel like most places when they get bought out, just like got so much
the
worse.
The quality changes. But I mean, I still fuck with Beyblade.
Yeah, me too. How many dicks do you have? Is that too personal?
That's not too personal. I actually don't have, I have one dick. When I got the fibroids, it was sort of like, there was no, I wasn't doing any.
Yeah.
Internal anything. Yeah, okay. So then I just got a bunch of clit suckers and then my dicks just kind of collected dust.
Yeah.
You know? Wait, did you then like, did it take like a time, some time afterwards where you felt the desire and you felt safe enough to try to.
You hit it right on. Yes. It took a very long time because, and it took longer than it needed to take.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What was the first voyage like?
Very terrifying, actually. I wasn't doing it. It wasn't for pleasure. I don't think so.
I was
like, all right, let's just do it. Yeah. Okay, let's just go in there. All right. And you know, you're so nervous. Like, my shit was like, no! Like, so it took a while to, like, you know, it was a lot. Because it hurt so much from, like, so mine was different because it was, yes, it was laparoscopic, but when they pulled it out.
So wait, just to give people some context, talk about like fibroids and the hysterectomy.
Right. So I had a BBL. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I had a hysterectomy. I had fibroids. They were really bad. I was piled full of them. I probably had them for many, many years. And they were really, really bad. My uterus was huge, which I was told constantly by so many doctors. And I went through a bunch of different things. I had a bunch of different little surgeries and procedures done. Finally, we did the hysterectomy. I found a surgeon to do it laparoscopically because most surgeons were like, there's no way we're
pulling
that
big. And what is laparoscopic?
That's right. So they can do it where they cut you open. Like they just like with a katana.
Like Fruit Ninja?
Like Fruit Ninja. Yes. Think Fruit Ninja. Yeah. They slice you the fuck open and then they take it out from your stomach, right?
Right.
And that's what everybody was
And like. Then they slice it again.
And then they slice it again just for fun.
They're like, do you want to go?
Boom. That's right. They'll like, they cut you around here and then around here, right? But like, I didn't want to do that because that's 6 weeks of literally like you cannot get out. Like you can't walk, right?
Jesus.
And I didn't have anybody to take care of me. So I had to shop around for a surgeon and I found this amazing surgeon on Medicaid by some
That's
miracle,
awesome.
Dr. Zanat,
yeah.
who is the big uterus whisperer. Like she is the one who she could pull that shit out of whatever, right? And she was like, she set up for both for my surgery because she was like, just in case I'm not able to get it out, let's set up for both. So, but she did it. She was like, I'm that nigga, so like I can do that. So like she pulled it out. But unfortunately, they were so big and they were so numerous. And some of them were like, they had to remove my appendix. They had to pull in another team to remove it because there was a fibroid like wrapped around my appendix.
Marriage and, like, made in heaven.
Yes. It was like serious. It was like a long
That's
ass
fucked
surgery.
Up.
I mean, like I was asleep. Damn. I don't remember it. But so laparoscopically, what they do is they just make an incision in the belly button.
Mm-hmm.
And then they make one incision here and one incision here.
Okay.
And what they do is they like blow up your belly. Like they put air in your belly so that there's room now. And then they go in with like, there's like a camera and they can see what's going on in there. And then they can pull it out through your vagina, right? But when she pulled it out, because my uterus was so big and lumpy, with the tools, they scraped against my vulva. And so they caused some... Yeah, I love how you were like, ow, that's not where it was.
That's where I've been going wrong.
You're like, it was good, right?
Yeah,
don't
know
anything.
Look at this, really into elbow stuff.
Yeah. Did you come yet?
Did you come yet? No. And so it like fucked my shit up. So I was like bleeding for a while, like through there. And I had stitches and I had to like, I couldn't wipe. I had to blow dry my vagina and like squirt it with a bottle, whatever.
You had to blow dry it?
Yes, I had to blow dry my pussy every day. I was like bleed. It was so stupid. Ooh. I was literally like walking around with my bleeding pussy, like putting a blow dryer, be like, yeah, it's slut era. Work, bitch. Like, that was what it was. That was, like, the worst part of it. And then just seeing it like that is so terrifying. And then it hurts when you talk. It's just terrifying, right? Mm. Like, when I went for my follow-up, she just put, like, one little finger in it. It was like, ah! You know what I mean? So, psychologically, even after she was like, you're clear for insertion. Mm. And I was like, great. I just couldn't do it. Even finger, I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. It took so long to hype myself up to do it. And it wasn't a pleasure thing. I just had to like.
You got
to
get over it.
It was just like, you just got to do it, bitch. Just fucking do it. You know what I mean? Like,
and then, you have like a personal trainer standing there.
Yeah, I have a personal
I know you can do it.
Just a hype team.
You're putting like a pinky in.
I'm not even kidding. That would
get an MC
so
to like
helpful.
Warm up the crowd.
Yes. If I had a crowd, that I would feel so much more comfortable. Yeah. I think that would have really
What's
done
up?
It.
It's DJ Fibroid coming to you live from Sharia's bedroom.
Yes.
Funk Flex?
That's right. I could have gotten Funk Flex to do it. Not him, but he's problematic.
He's problematic. Redemption arc. Redemption arc.
See, y'all really know
branding.
That's right. You know marketing, you know branding. If I had live streamed the first time I put my finger in my pussy, I think that would have, I'd be on SNL.
Yeah.
Like, I mean.
You really would.
Oh my god.
But like, yeah, that was, it was, you really hit it on the head. Cause I was like, yeah, we getting this fucking, we gonna shit this fucking uterus out and go out and pop pussy. And like, it wasn't that. Wasn't that at all. It took me so long to like.
Wow. So, like, do you like use them now?
Or yeah,
do you,
like, yeah, now I'm good. Now I got a vibrator and I'm like, whatever. I've never been like a big like dick person.
Insertion person.
Period. But like, I like doing it more now. I'm doing it more now.
That's good.
Definitely. Cool. I'm like, there's room in there. We might as well.
Yeah.
You know, there was no room. I literally couldn't. My fibers were so big, they were pushing. This is the weirdest podcast y'all ever. This is a lot. Anyway, the fibroid was pushing up against my like cervix. So it was like blocking like my fucking passageway.
Yeah.
Like it was pushing everything.
So it was like
forward.
Pushing the cervix sort of down the vaginal canal?
Yes.
So it was like shorter.
It was shorter.
Whoa.
Yes. That's how I discovered that it was like.
Whoa.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Wait, was it discovered in sex with someone with a penis or with like using a
using
dildo?
A vibrator? What are you fucking nuts? Like,
well,
what am I, a child?
How fucked up would that have been? Some guy is fucking her and he's like, hold on. This feels different. Shorter than usual.
I bet they wouldn't even, though. I bet they'd be like, all right, nah. Like, you know what I mean? They don't give a shit. They don't give a fuck.
This is
that
a
like
test of my
strength. That gave a shock to my system, yes. The idea of doing that.
That's how they are, though. Like, even when, like, come on. Even when my fibers weren't that bad, like, you'd be like, it's uncomfortable. And you'd be like, can you go a little better? Can you do this nicer?
Yeah.
You know, like.
Oh, my God.
No. That's why I always say, I'm like, I feel like I have a new pussy and I'm not going to waste it on another fucking cis man's penis. Just come
raiding
my.
Amen to that.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, guys.
Amen to that. New pussy. I just cleaned up in here. Like.
And
I'm not letting the lower classes in.
That's why I'm not a practicing bisexual.
It's right. Yeah. I think it's
retired.
So funny that
you're a form.
That's. I think it's funny. I'm not trying to make fun of you, but I think
you
it
can.
Is funny that you were like, yeah, I'm bisexual.
Yeah, in
but
this committed
only in the way that I will never have a dick inside of me. That is the way that I'm bisexual from the safety of my home.
I've been doing a new joke about male cum and how I don't remember it. Like, I just don't remember anything about
it. It's a good one. It's really funny.
Okay, I would love to hear that.
Well, basically, I was like, a lot of women don't like the taste of cum, which I don't understand because I liked it fine, but I never swallowed it outright. I only took it in pill form.
Ha!
joke. You can also it's have so it in good. An herbal that's tea.
That's a fantastic joke.
Thank you. I love
that's
that.
That's really funny. That's
I
really
wrote funny. That joke looking at the ocean in South Africa. If you want to know that nice experiences are wasted on me.
No, but that's how I decided to do comedy. I was fucking tripping balls off acid on a beach in really? Koh Phangan. It was sunrise and I'm looking at the beach and I'm like, I'm going to be a comedian, which is the stupidest thing.
Wow.
While looking at the beauty of nature.
Wait, how many years ago is that?
It was many years before I started comedy.
Oh.
It was like
oh, okay.
2016, I think.
Oh, wow. Wait, when did you start doing comedy?
2019.
Oh, my God. Same year as me.
Yeah.
And me.
That's it.
I thought you were so much more successful.
I thought you were doing it.
So good.
I thought you were doing it for way longer.
Well, it's because you're fucking talented.
Oh, my God. Are y'all gonna fuck me? Is this what this is?
Yeah,
is
this we needed to get the fibroids thing out of the way so we can get to the sex
actually,
stuff.
That's why you was asking this is, about the penetration.
This is,
right?
What you're watching is a masterclass in timing, friends. This is how you do it.
That's
this is,
right.
This is how Lucas and I get all the girls.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Yeah.
I would absolutely be y'all's third. That is such a cute idea
aww.
For a web series.
Thank you so much.
Only if you brought the strap, though. That's the only...
Yeah.
No, Lucas is bringing the strap, and I'm getting pegged.
Yes.
Nothing
would you believe I've never even, to my knowledge, been in the same room as a strap?
Whoa. Okay, that genuinely
you've
surprises
you've been in my
me.
House.
Not right. In the same room, though. Have I? Wait, I've been. Oh, no, I have been in your bed. You, bedroom, because I saw your stuffed
been
animals.
You've been in my bed?
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Because
he showed me your stuffed animals.
Because he met
at
my
a party.
Stuffed
yeah,
animals.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But he never met your
I never met the one that mattered.
Yeah, he didn't meet the one that mattered. The stuffed
no, yeah.
animal.
Well, he's not stuffed. The strap
no,
is not
a friend
stuffed.
Of mine, a friend of mine from high school once showed me her dildo.
Hmm.
That's the last I remember.
You've
yeah.
never been pegged?
Of course
not. That's genuinely surprising for me because you're so, like, you know... You seem so cool. Like
oh,
so...
thanks. No, I've never been pegged.
You've never been pegged.
I no. think if Lucas had been pegged, he'd be different.
I will
really?
Say.
Yeah. I think he would have done ketamine by now.
You've aww. Never been pegged and you've never done ketamine.
Yeah.
These are two things.
Have not I even lived?
Not
like, really, honestly, I don't think so.
Not as progressive as we all thought.
Yeah. I will say, in terms of like experimenting with butt stuff, I have once experimented with a finger on my butt, but I did not like it.
You didn't like it?
No, I didn't
who
like
did
it.
It was some girl, some like fucking 16-year-old. No, not speaking of Chris D'Elia. No, it was just like it was just like some straight girl that like don't
he's
know.
He's a groomer,
doing.
But only for one finger.
That's right. I mean, I'm from Chris D'Elia.
I'm
canceled. That's right. We're ending this. I came to end y'all's
oh
careers and join your relationship.
Oh my God. Woo.
No, we were both of age. No, but yeah, I tried to. I did not like it. It was not
like
a good
it.
Time.
I think you need, like, I think these bisexual girls that are with boyfriends need to come in here because those are the ones who could finger a butthole.
True.
Those are the ones
true.
Who could eat a butthole and could finger a butthole. Bisexual girls.
I'm pretty sure
Bush
she thing. Was bisexual, but yeah, it was just, I just didn't enjoy it.
Wow.
At this point, when a girl's not bisexual, I'm like, grow up.
Right?
What's
like, what are you
wrong?
Doing here?
Literally, what's wrong yeah. with you?
Who is this for?
Who is
yeah.
this for?
Yeah.
Who's my this? Best friend in the world is straight 100%.
Wow.
That has no, the closest she's had to a gay thought is being like, Kristen Stewart is very attractive.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, to be fair, I would consider myself in that lane.
Yeah, you're pretty straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are... pretty straight, right? Oh,
Lucas
okay.
yeah. is very straight.
You're very, very straight.
Yeah. No, I'll tell. I actually
he won't even have sex with me. What's that about?
Well, because you keep insisting to use your strap. I'm like, I gotta widen it first, dude. Fucking, I gotta practice.
I
gotta put
the
in
plug.
The hours. I keep rock climbing with you. We gotta keep doing it.
That's right. That's
we
right.
We gotta keep rock climbing.
That's right. You keep saying yeah. bring the harness.
No,
that's
I
how
was...
we got into this conversation, rock climbing in the harness.
Well, because previous guest of the podcast, Clara Olshansky, I'm planning on doing a roast battle with them very, very soon. And we started like we met up to give each other information about our lives. And one of the things they asked me was like, what's your sexuality? And I was like, I'm pretty much just very, I really am just very straight. But like the closest I ever came was that when I was in college, that I was at a party, the drinks were a-flowing, and this very nice dude. His name is Zach. I will not say the rest of his name. But he just asked, can I kiss you? And I thought, you know what? Let's give it a shot. I was like, it was never.
Cute?
That was beautiful. He's a beautiful guy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's a gorgeous guy. But I thought, let's try this. And I did. It was a very nice kiss, but I didn't feel anything. I was like, I'm glad I tried this.
I'm glad you tried it too.
That's good. I think more men should try kissing Lucas.
I agree.
Get in line.
Yeah, get in line. Just to see if they like it.
Yeah.
That's the that's the only thing. I'm genuinely surprised. Because you're so... I'm prejudiced.
Go on.
You're like so cool. You have like so many like queer friends.
You must be gay. You're so cool.
Or just like you, I feel like you're the type of dude that like, you know, you had a weird relationship with the boy, but it wasn't that. And you know, like,
but those guys are always the guys you least expect. I feel like the ones who had like the thing with their friend.
I never
they always
that.
Marry women, but they always,
and
always
they all, and they have huge gums, those women. They do. They have huge gums.
The women that those guys marry, they have huge gums.
Wait,
you're talking specifically about Zach.
No. Zach. No. Zach did not. No.
Was Zach gay?
Yes.
Okay. At least he was gay. Because sometimes you talk to me like, oh, one time I kissed my other straight friend for a dare. And I was like, that's not a thing. Yeah.
You know, I will say a lot of women are like, oh, I don't want to do that thing where like girls kiss each other for male attention. But in college, I never turned that down because I was like, why would I turn down the opportunity to kiss a girl?
Me too.
Why would I?
I used to do that all the time for crowds of gross dudes. Yeah.
My girlfriend.
I don't care if this is sponsored. Yes, I'll still do it.
I need the touch of a woman. I don't give a fuck.
My girlfriend and I got in kind of a fight about it early on in a relationship because she was like, why would you demean yourself like that? And I was like, for female attention.
That's it. Yeah.
So I could kiss a woman.
So that I could kiss a woman because I'm very lonely. Yeah. Yes.
And sometimes with girls, like, it would start out as them being like, let's kiss for attention, but they just wanted to make, like, I'm like, okay, well, clearly you're not striving for male attention. We're in a bathroom and it's just us two.
That's right.
So unless there's a man in the bathroom peeping.
That's right. A lot, guys, a lot of the straight girls that I hooked up with, I was kind of, I went through that phase that I don't think is right. Don't do that. But I did go through that phase, especially in college when I was dating dudes for whatever reason, when I would like just fuck a straight girl. I just pick a straight girl out and then I turn her out. That was my thing.
Yeah.
You turn
that was like
her
a joke
around?
Among my friends.
Can I ask? I want to learn because like in your stand-up you talk about like how you were lesbian and then you started experimenting with men.
Yeah.
How did that come about? And what was it like for you?
So I feel like I started off with like a starter man, right? Like he was like a really sweet, soft, kind of looked like a butch lesbian. He was like, he had like titties. He was fat, so he had titties. He was like a composer, Juilliard. That was the first man, I was with. And, he was so sweet. He used to cook for me and like play jazz and he didn't like to have his dick sucked. And like, I was just like, suck on his titties, eat my pussy. And then we'd fuck. And like, it was like, I was like, I like men.
Yeah.
Yes, get me some men. And then every man after was not that.
Oh.
And I was
what
like,
happened with
did
him?
You stay in touch?
Well, we went to high school together.
Oh, wow.
This guy, and we knew each other from high school. He was a senior when I was a freshman. Mm. And so like when he was graduating Juilliard, I was a freshman at Fordham. And so I used to go like stay at his place or whatever. But I've kept in touch with him like that. Like he's in touch with high school friends of mine. I think we're like Facebook friends, but we're not in touch.
How
like,
did
he's
it
married.
End?
Oh God. I think I had like a mental breakdown. And then I just kind of like took a minute. I was like, I don't think we could be in a relationship because I'm in the hospital. And so like,
fair.
But it wasn't like we were like boyfriend, girlfriend official.
You were just sort of like friends and you were hooking up.
We were hooking up mostly. And like, it was like a nice situation. I was like, I like men. And then I had to suck a dick for the first time. And I was like, okay,
what was that like?
Maybe we'll roll this back. I did try to suck his dick when we first
when you said
up.
Roll this back, I was like, foreskin?
Roll this back. That's right. You're supposed to do that. You're supposed to roll back the foreskin.
Roll it where?
You're supposed to push it back like a
down the road.
You ever played with one of those like finger traps? Like that's when it's like you just kind of like pull it back.
It's really a dark underworld
of
this stuff.
So much. Everybody who sucks a dick deserves a prize. You should get a tax refund for every dick you suck. It's so much. It's so much work. Like you have to build yourself no matter what. I don't. Maybe I'm not that straight, but I do. Yeah. Like I believe no matter what, if you're looking a dick in the face, you're like, all right, like
let's prepare.
let's fucking do this shit. Ah, you gotta look it in the eye, you know. Like, you really, it's a lot, and it's like not, it's not fun. It's like you gotta pretend to gag on it. They love that, right? Right?
No, actually, I don't like that.
Really?
I definitely like the sounds of it.
You like the sound of gagging?
Not gagging.
Oh. They like, so one thing that really I learned from having sex with men is that men love a little bit, just a soupçon of rape. Just a little bit. They like a little bit of rape. No, no, it's true. Listen, take it from me. Take it from me. Take your sex with men. I know. I had sex with men for over 4 years.
Veto.
I know what you're talking about. I'm the foremost expert in sex with men in this room.
That's true. Okay, that's really true.
That is true.
That is so true.
They like you to, they like a, they, it's like, if you want to have sex with them, you're not supposed to let them know that you want to have sex with them. You have to be like, no, right?
Yeah.
They like that. That's, they like that. I'm telling you, Lucas, this is how many niggas you fuck, okay? Who's the expert? Who's the expert on this? Okay? Even Zach was into it a little bit because he was like, I don't know. Like, yeah. They like that. Men like a little bit of rape. Just a little bit. Like, and like,
a when sous-son.
You're supposed to use a sous-son of rape. They like when you're like, ow, it hurts. Or, I'm so uncomfortable. They love that. They like for the sex to not be all the way pleasurable.
Do you think that's from porn?
Yes, I do.
Because in porn, they're always like, wow, wow, wow.
Yes. They like that. They like that. You're supposed to be like, ow. And they're like, oh, don't run from it. Don't run from it. And you're like, like, it's horrible.
Like a Tom and Jerry situation. Yes, running from
they,
the dick.
Yes. They watched Pepe Le Pew and then they grew up and watched porn. And that is how the sex is with men from now on.
Do you
on.
Mean PewDiePie?
No, Pepe, oh, Pepe Le Pew.
The skunk, like, mais amour, I love you so much. He's like that skunk.
He's that skunk who was always chasing
from
that
Looney
cat.
Tunes.
Oh.
Always chasing, like, it's a I cat, but him. He yes. thinks it's a skunk.
You yeah. never see that Dave Chappelle? He's killing him softly. I know Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
But back when he was not that.
No, and he's like, yeah. Pepe Le Pew, like, what the he's fuck like, kind of yeah. rapist is
oh,
this
sometimes
guy?
Sometimes you gotta take the pussy. Like, that was, it's like.
That is a great bit. A that great is a great bit.
Dave Chappelle was great before he became J.K. Rowling.
Like, before they got married.
Yeah. Before they got yeah, married.
Yeah. Before they found love.
It's beautiful. Love and love.
Beautiful couple.
Love is love.
Love is love. Yeah.
Like. Very. I before I forget, I want to ask you to recount the story from your point of view of the shakedown after party where.
I don't know this story.
Oh.
What? He hasn't told you this story?
I definitely told you about
he
this.
Definitely.
I mean, no. Sharia.
Oh, I do remember this.
Yeah. Wait, Sharia,
okay, yeah,
please let the people know.
Okay.
From your point of view, from your memory, how it went down.
Bitch, this was so funny. So.
I'm so excited. All right.
So we, Lucas, are at the Shakedown Party at McKibben.
Great
Law.
Show. Great show, by
great
the way.
Show. New York.
NYC Shakedown. Go see
on
it.
On Instagram.
Right?
NYC Shakedown. Yes.
Speaking of sex with men, huh? One of them is a straight man. Two of them. So here's the representation.
One of them is a straight woman. So
one of them is a yes. straight woman. Oh. Multiple people who have heterosexual sex run this show. Isn't
it's
that crazy?
Beautiful.
Yes, 100% of them.
Oh shit! Really?
That's three of them.
I don't. Okay, those shows are very queer though. They're good shows. Don't worry.
They're
don't let
very,
that
very good
you.
Shows.
So Mia Lucas is back. Is after the show,
and you did amazing at the show.
Oh my God, thank you.
You did amazing at the show. It was a Halloween show.
You always
it was a Halloween show, and I was dressed as Ponyo. I was dressed as fat black Ponyo. And so in this big giant red dress and this stupid
You
thing.
Looked good in the dress. You looked amazing.
Y'all are trying to fuck, and I see what's going these cameras. I see why they're set up like this.
Why do you think I told that braggy anecdote about how I was called Big Strapper?
That's it,
I want
that
you to
it.
Know.
Y'all
yeah.
are preparing
I want you to know.
Me. No, I'm about to dry up right now. Because
yeah.
This is... Bitch, this is so funny. So,
yeah,
we're like, oh, let's do bong rips. I think I was like, let's do bong rips, and Lucas was like, okay.
Hey. Don't mind if I do.
I look at Alex Kim.
Yeah.
And then you suck the bong.
Don't threaten me with a good time. So we do bong rips, and I'm thinking like, you know, I'm not fucking pussy. You know, I ain't smoking wee-wee. And so like, but nah, I was high as shit. I was in space. So I know this nigga was
high. No, and I took us like a half as long as you did. That's and right. I was so far.
Yes, because you were 1/16th of my body weight. And so we're high as shit. And we're like literally like holding on to each other in the party, like walking through the party together like this, like literally in space. And I felt like everything was in a movie. So we high as shit. All of a sudden this beautiful woman with like sparkles on her face like comes up to the both of us and like, you know, Lucas is famous. So like people come up to him and they're like, oh my God, Lucas. And she's like, hey, are you Lucas Arnold? And he was like, yes, I am. She's like, from the TikTok videos and the all the things. And
I don't think she said the TikTok videos. That? I don't think she said that.
Nigga, I'm telling the story.
I'm sorry.
Silencing black female voices.
Continue.
Right? You see how they are? You yeah. see yeah. how light-skinned niggas are?
He's pulling out the Drake again.
He's pulling out the Drake. Yeah. He's him being Drake again, right? And so...
Oh, Millie Bobby Brown text me. All right,
that's right.
Oh God, you can cancel.
But please continue. Please continue.
Clips. And so, and the girl's like, "Oh, you're Lucas," and he's like, "Yes." And I'm like, "All right, let me sit back and watch my nigga handle fame." And she's like, "Yeah, you went on a date with my friend and then ghosted her." And I was like, "Oh." Yeah, that's not what I was expecting. And it was not what you were expecting either.
No.
Because my nigga was like, what? And so she was like, yeah, my friend, blah, blah, blah. I don't remember her fucking name. And he's like, and he showed, she's like, yes, I have the pictures. And she shows the pictures of this woman. And I'm telling you, my nigga looked at these pictures like he had never seen this bitch in his entire life. He was like, he had never seen this bitch ever. And he's high as shit. And she's like, yeah, you ghosted her. And da 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 da. And you went on this date. And then da 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 da. And he's like, high. And not able to defend himself because he is in space. And I'm sitting on the couch and I'm melting into the couch. Like my skin is attached to it. And so I was like, but I'm like, I have to help my friend. Cause he's like, and I was like, cause I would have had a fucking anxiety attack if that shit happened to me. If I'm high as shit.
I had
like,
one.
You fuck my friend and you ain't even calling that back. Like, you a fuck nigga. And so like, so I jumped up and I'm like, hey, you don't understand. People got mad shit to do. This nigga is famous. You know what I mean? This nigga work like making videos and doing shows and staying on top of bills and shit. Niggas got ADHD and shit. He's supposed to remember every bitch he fucked? That's not fair. Like, maybe the pussy was mid. Like, I'm really trying. And it's not helping. And so he was like, and this girl was like, she was like, no, but like, nah, I'm like, nah, it's not. Maybe the conversation was whatever and the pussy was dry. You can't be expecting him to remember every pussy he fucked. This nigga get mad pussy. Not helping. I'm trying to help, but I'm not helping. And she's like, is this bitch your manager or some shit? Like, who is she? Why is she jumping in to do this? And I'm like, yes, I'm his lawyer, okay? And if whatever. And he is not able to speak. I made it worse. I like put water on a grease fire. And he was just like, like he couldn't speak. Then we get the whole this. She was like, yeah, actually, fuck that bitch. That bitch made it anyway. And then we can keep. And we leave. I'm like, all right, let's go. And I picked him up in my arms and I held him like a baby.
You swaddled him.
He was just fully frozen. like a stuffed taxidermied cat. And I brought him and I put him on the table next to Tina. And she's like, what happened to Lucas? And he's like, finally tells the story. He didn't even fuck this bitch. He didn't even fuck this bitch. What was the story?
Can I jump in?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
What was the story?
So this is the way I remember it happening. So
So you do remember who she was?
No. Let me.
Okay. No, listen to the story.
No, let me talk about it. So we were at this after party. We have bong rips, and then she approaches me. She says, "Hey, are you Lucas Arnold?" And I go, "Yes." I'm thinking she recognizes me and about to do like that thing that I have had before in the past. And then she said, "Yeah, you ghosted my friend. What's up?" I was like, "Ha! No!
Saying anything?
No!
You were completely silent."
Yeah, no, but so she was like,
"Millie Bobby Brown, get me out of this."
Please.
No, but
please, Millie.
She's like, "What do you want?" She's like, "Yeah, she's been like, she was like staying up at night."
Right.
She was waiting for a response from you.
Right.
She was sad.
That's
yeah, exactly.
Right.
And I was like,
"Girl was fucking losing her shit over you, nigga." It's like that. Light skinned niggas ain't shit. Like, it was real intense. You're right.
No, and then and she was like, "Is there anything you'd like me to say to her?"
That's
I was
right.
like, and then I was like, "I'm sorry." I was like, and then I was like, "I don't know who you're talking about." And then she pulls up a photo, and then I recognize her. It's someone who I no.
Okay.
Let me finish.
Like, I don't know.
No,
I don't
let me finish.
Know.
Let me finish. So it took me a while for like the cogs to move.
Okay,
but I recognized her as someone who I had matched with, and we spoke for a little bit, like a couple days, and then I wasn't feeling the conversation.
Spoke on
exactly.
the
text.
We
on
spoke.
Text.
We messaged each other on the app. I wasn't feeling it, and then stopped talking. That was it. And I told and. What I the only words I was able to get out was like, "We never met." I did say that to her.
You did.
And then she said, "Oh, it's just as well. She's not my roommate anymore for a reason."
That's
and
right.
then she left.
Oh, no, I defended you.
No, yeah, no.
Okay,
no,
you, I remember that.
No. In
I
between.
I remember the other part because I was
Sharia,
like,
Sharia. In between all of that, intermix was you passionately defending me.
Thank you.
Yes, but then after you and after I mustered up the mental capacity to say we never met, she said, "Oh, it's just well, we're not roommates anymore for a reason."
Reason,
and then she left.
We talked for a little bit though. I remember.
We did. No. Yeah, we. Yeah.
She was like, "Yeah, you know, I mean, that bitch ain't no.
Yes.
She's not that fucking memorable." I was like, "So why you come up here with the fucking we high as shit?" Then she left.
Yeah,
so beautiful.
She was
very, like a cartoon anime.
She had like diamonds stuck to her cheeks.
I feel like you're describing Lana Del Rey.
It was Lana Del Rey.
Yeah,
it was actually Lana Del Rey is really rude, by the way, guys.
go on. Yeah.
Was it there? She was with.
Oh wait, no. I got this. So we then go over to see Ryan Seawitz, fantastic comedian, and Tina, friend of the podcast, also a great comedian. And so we go over, we recount all of this, and then Ryan Seawitz says, "Oh, I think I came over with her and an Uber.
I came with this bitch. I rolled up with the bitch. I brought her to the party."
And no, what happened was apparently, I don't know how she knew I was going to be there because I only.
This is such a web.
I know, because like, I only decided to go to that show and after party day of. I don't know how she knew or expected that I was going to be there, but she told Ryan Seawitz. She said, "I'm thinking I may run into this guy Lucas there. This is what I'm planning on doing if I see him." And then Ryan Seawitz said, "Oh, I don't think that's a good idea."
And still they say nothing to you?
Huh? Sorry?
He didn't say nothing to you. He wasn't like, "Oh, so I came with this bitch. I'm trying to fuck. She's that pretty, but she's fucking nuts."
No.
She gonna confront you.
He
about
didn't know
bullshit.
Her. He didn't. They just happened to be in the car with each other.
Why happened to be in the car? With
I don't.
Each other.
A mutual friend, maybe,
was
who
it
got
just
the,
the two of them?
I think there were other people in the car as well. And
oh,
they happened.
So there's more people who didn't
I
warn
thought
you.
He was trying to fuck her.
I don't think
brought
so.
Brought her to the party.
That's
that
so
is. I have no reason to think that's what was happening.
Oh, okay. No,
I think they just happened to be in a car with each other, and she happened to tell him this plan.
What I'm hearing is multiple people did not warn you this was happening.
Yeah.
There were multiple chances to prepare you for this. I too was because I let him rock. For a minute. I remember it. Time was moving real slow also, but like I remember being like, "I should help." Get up and help. Help him. And I think he was like, "Please, Serbia, please." Like, I can't use any of my light-skinned nigga tricks. Sharia, please.
I remember you came over to me, and then I just gripped you.
That's right, yes, and I'm holding him. I think he, like, hopped on my hips like a baby. I just held
like
him.
Like a koala.
Like a little baby koala. I was like, "Hey, listen, this nigga's supposed to remember every bitch he fucked? That's not fair."
You're, like, swaddling him. He's sucking your teeth. You're like, "He can't be bothered with this."
Oh my God, I really did try.
You did amazing.
Well, it's amazing you tried because I wouldn't have done shit. I would have let it happen.
So high. I was so high. And Tina was like, oh, wow, Sharia, the fuckboy defender. And I was like, you know what, bitch? That's right. Because I am. And I will defend your right to be a fuckboy as much as I will, you know, within limits.
Within reason. Within reason. Yeah. Within reason.
I would like, if this bitch is watching this, first of all, makeup tips. What's up? Second of all, hit us up. I want to talk to you. Not the. Oh, well, both of them. The bitch you didn't.
I want to know how they fell out. That's what I want to know.
That as well.
I want to know how that was a story.
She specifically said bad roommate. Said that this woman who I matched with, that she was a bad roommate.
I think she said she's not my roommate anymore for a reason.
Yes, that was. That I think that's what the phrase was.
Yes.
But are they still friends? That's what we need to
maybe,
know.
Maybe. I don't know.
Friends enough that she's like, if I ever see that nigga Lucas, I'm going to let him know what he did to her. But not so much friends that she.
Both of them were white.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You're right.
Come on the pod and tell us why you said the N-word, you guys. Yeah.
So many times.
You can't say that.
Right. Like, wow. I was like.
You gotta replace it with friend.
Oh my God. And I was so high and trying so hard. That's how much I love you. Because really, I should have gone to sleep. That was really should have been my response. But I was like, I love this little white man. And I have to defend
him. Defend his right to be a fuckboy.
You are famous, cute, and light-skinned. You cannot be expected to remember every bitch you talking to. Let alone the bitch, like, come on. This is you talking to on a fucking, like, that's bullshit. You know what I mean? You can't even, nobody wants, light-skinned niggas don't even pull out. Like, you really mad at this nigga for not talking to you? That's stupid.
Bar is real low.
Really? The bar is extremely low. Okay? Look at him. That's not fair at all.
He's doing his best. Do you pull out?
Don't worry.
Fuck that shit. No.
Wow!
Yes!
I love you.
Oh my God.
I love when you keep it straight, G. There's other niggas that I can't stand it to. There's other niggas that I can't. You could be way more of a fuckboy than you are. And you really could. You really could. And you're not. And I mean, as far as I know, I don't actually know what the straight bitches are up to. Bring in your story. Yeah. What did Lucas do to you?
Please don't.
Write it into the form. Did he ghost you? What do you want to say?
Did he ghost you? Did he nut on your grandma's sweater?
You were there? Oh, my God.
Thank God she wouldn't remember.
She wouldn't remember. She was like, that's great coloring.
Oh my God.
Oh, we should go to listener submission.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, this went off the rails.
Oh, I loved it.
I loved it so much.
Thank you
so much.
We needed
that
this.
That was better than I could have expected. That was amazing.
All right. Are you ready to give some advice / make fun of some bitches?
I'm 100% ready to give advice.
Okay, I got one pulled up.
Yes.
You ready? All right. Dear co-host and guest, I am a senior in high school. I am halfway through my year.
No, we got a lot of that.
You're stop listening to this show. Okay.
Well, they're hearing some stuff for the first
time. They're hearing a lot of stuff.
I think.
I said nut a lot for a show for seniors in high school. Keep going.
Peanuts, yeah. Cashews.
Wait one sec. Okay, there we're back. Okay. Dear co-hosts and guests, I am a senior in high school. I am halfway through my year and have realized that I don't really enjoy things anymore. I used to love lifting, but now it just feels like mild maintenance to prepare for college football. Video games just seem like they're monotonous and pointless, and I find myself just constantly waiting for the next thing to happen, only for it to arrive and start the process with some other thing. But I do love the podcast.
Well, that's good. Well, it sounds like
that was it?
Yeah, that's it.
I feel like it sounds like they're doing a lot of like boy activities.
Yeah, is there a lesbian? Is this a? Did they give
pronouns? Gender not specified.
It's a stud. Okay.
Yeah,
stud. Maybe get into some more femme shit and like get into femme shit, like, you know, like nail design, dance, antidepressants. because that's really what it sounds like you might need. Because I also kind of like went through this a little bit earlier where like once things start to, it's anhedonia, is that what it's called?
Is it?
What is
that? Anhedonia, right? When nothing... Nothing gives you pleasure? Is it anhedonia?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was what it was called. I thought it was just depression. I thought it was just sad.
Just
yeah.
depression. That's yeah. like an element of depression that like where like nothing gives you pleasure. Nothing you do is bringing you pleasure, I think. Listen, nigga, I smoke so much weed, don't you? Anyway, so like I think maybe speak to a therapist just in case, you know, you're about to go to college. And let me tell you, you don't want to go to college with an undiagnosed mental health condition because it makes college hard. But yeah, get into some new shit. Try some shit that you really like. A, aren't good at. That's another thing that it took me a long time to discover is doing things that you're not good at and aren't expected to be good at. Those I find bring me the most joy when I can just be bad at something. So like painting, I love to paint and I suck at it. There's nothing, I make nothing good. I've never made anything good, but I love doing it. It's like a nice, fun activity. Meditation. I suck at that shit too. Like try just create makeup, try like just as many things that you would have never thought to try and see if you can find joy in that. And if not, you know, Wellbutrin, nigga.
Yeah, Wellbutrin.
Another thing that
my I was hoping you would say nigga, but it's okay.
Wellbutrin, friend.
How would you have felt if she actually did?
If she actually, I would have been like, I'll allow it. No, she's quoting me.
Oh my God.
To quote the great Shuri Amadis. You said what you loved when we quote you. That's right.
No, but another thing that my mom always recommended to people that find like, they don't really see where they're going in life. They feel lost. They feel depressed. She recommends do something that is in service of other people. Some sort of volunteer work. Anything where you are in service of other people is one of the best things to pull you out of that. To give your life purpose. No, that is sure. That is an incredible thing to do.
Yeah.
So if there's some sort of community activity or even just like a soup kitchen, something where you are in service of other people, it has enormous effects.
Mm. And connecting with other people too. Like even like... I mean, obviously you wouldn't do this because I don't know that there would be a venue for you to, but when I've like barked for comedy shows, it's terrible, but it can be kind of nice because you're just outside and talking to people.
No, don't bark for comedy shows. Don't listen to this lesbian. This is fucking insane. I'm sorry. This is
bisexual.
I'm so sorry.
Erasure. Bark, bark, bark.
You're in the plaid. Oh I got God. Confused. No.
Oh my God, I am in the plaid. Damn, that's how you know.
No. But I don't know about bark. Barking is every person that I met was a barker. I'm like, woo, suicide. But like... Suicide might be more fun.
Oh, do a puzzle. That is fun.
I would agree with that. Yeah. But do something in service of others. Yes. And also like maybe working with kids. Kids are hilarious.
Yes.
They're mean, but they're hilarious. And they will read you for filth. They're worse than drag queens, but it's so fun. Do drag story time. There you go. Boom. Fixed it.
Drag
that is
story
a great thing.
Time.
Drag story time.
Seeing a drag show cures almost every single mental
every illness.
That's ailment.
Right.
Every
and you're
illness.
Strong. So if Nazis come, you punch that nigga in the face, you good. You know what
yeah.
I mean? You got your aggression out and you made the kids happy.
When there's a death drop at a drag show, I know what's coming every single time and I'm like a kid like watching peekaboo.
Me too.
Like I can't not be like, no, she did it. That's crazy.
Same. Yeah.
I still have yet to go to a drag show like that.
We gotta
I've still
go.
Never been.
We gotta go.
We have to go.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Let's go to Pieces.
I don't
Let's
know.
Let's go to Pieces. I haven't been to Pieces in so long.
I don't know what it is, but I'm excited.
Oh, it's a really cute bar.
Great.
It's
Let's go. We're going to go to Pieces.
Let's go to Pieces.
All right. This one's more lighthearted. Mm-hmm. Hi, meerkats. You have to hear my theory. Dinosaurs went to space. Okay. So when dinos were around, there were no humans until one day a spaceship that had many, many humans on came. So now the humans decided that they were going to commit mass genocide against the dinos. So the humans kill a whole lot of dinos and then the rest they send to space on autopilot. Now, the planet us humans were on was similar to Earth, except way warmer. So their technology couldn't withstand the ice age. So now all the human tech, this is really going off the rails. So now all the human technology is gone completely and the humans had to start from scratch. Now,
this person just reinvented Scientology.
Yeah, yo.
This is a hotep. What is this shit? Keep going.
Hotep. Now questions. How did the dinos survive on the planet? A, like I said, the planet is similar to Earth, but a bit warmer, so they were fine. Question, so the dinos are still alive? Yes, and they are thriving, waiting for the day they might have their revenge and kill the humans. Question, what about dino bones? Well, from the dinos that were killed in the genocide. Question, what about Adam and Eve? Answer, what about Adam and Eve? This is funny.
This is so unhinged.
Question, so if we are all aliens, then how come aliens don't exist? Answer, they do exist and are just as bad as we are. I don't know if that really answers anything. Question, so you're saying that we colonized Earth? Answer, yes. Okay, if you guys have any questions, I'll try to respond. Jensen. Love the pod, by the way.
Jensen Elijah Muhammad, thank you so much for that absolutely unhinged. Who was asking the questions? This nigga was, question. These are your fans. These are your fans. You know what? I'm glad they're on this podcast instead of in the QAnon forums where they could really get in. Where was this person? Jensen Elijah Muhammad X the fourth. Where were you on January 6th? That's my main question. That's the question that wasn't answered.
It's really amazing because you go on Ashley Gavin's podcast and people say, you're inspiring me to be a queer woman in my own power.
We got high schoolers going, I'm depressed. Here's what happened with the dinosaurs.
It fits.
This is the platform for me.
Yes, it fits. It's good. You keeping these niggas off the streets. I appreciate that.
You got to give them activities.
That's right. You give them.
You got to give them activities.
Right into to do. This podcast and not on, like, what's that, Truth Social or whatever. Like, stay here.
Mastodon.
That's fine. Oh, my fun. God.
All okay, right, one
this
more.
Is a, one more. This is, a, this you, is a cool Muhammad. One. I have a question that I ask everyone I meet as, like, an icebreaker slash conversation starter, and I'm interested in your guys' answers. My question is, if your personality was an animal, what animal would it be and why? Here's my guesses for you guys. Lucas, a dog, as they are genuine, loyal, and silly.
Racist.
Gabby.
Dog whistling.
Gabby, a kangaroo because they seem cuddly but would mess you up in a fight.
True.
That's good.
True.
That is really good.
That
guest,
is really good.
Whatever animal is the sexiest because the guests are always somehow sexy.
Oh, that's true. I think it's because whenever there's a, I mean, you are also sexy in your own merit, but also when there's a guest, I mean, they're always sexier than us.
Yeah, you know? we do get hot people on.
Who have been your guests?
A lot of hot people.
A lot of hot people.
Yeah.
Literally every single one of them.
Yeah.
Anybody
yeah.
that wants to fuck me?
No. All right, cool. All of them.
All of them. All of them. God, yeah.
They all said it when they were here.
Good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The question
is, like, where's Sharia?
That's right. Yes.
No, but let's think about, like, an animal for Sharia.
Oh, I know who I am, but who y'all?
Oh, wait. Who do you think are you are first?
No, I want to hear y'all's for me.
I will not define you. I will not define you.
I will not
you.
Define you.
I will never.
I always say I feel like I'm a capybara. Like, I feel like. Yes. Like, I feel like I'm built like that. I'm like chill with everybody, but like I'm not like it's not like everybody's it's not everybody loves capybaras, like, but when you fuck with me, you fuck with me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Capybaras have capybaras in every country ready
that's right.
to fuck you up.
They're yes yeah. they're in every country. They hang out, they swim, they chill, they got like very like they mad chill. They're the biggest rodent, which I think is also me. Very mean.
That's interesting because I would have gone one of the birds of paradise.
What? Beach? Which bird?
Because you are someone who I think is like is very loud and flamboyant and colorful in everything that you do and everything that you say, and you move a lot, and that's what they do in order to like attract like a mate and so on. They're very colorful. They always got cool things with their heads and they like skirts made of feathers. They got a lot going on.
Wow. I feel like yeah. you see me like a drag queen. I love that. Thank you.
I always struggle with these questions because it always like the first thought in my mind is like, okay, fuck, what are the animals? Remember,
what are the animals?
Please remember what all the animals are. And then I start thinking weird ones. Like, she's not an
animal.
Animal
from the Muppets.
Yeah, yeah, don't say gorilla. Then it's a problematic.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then I'm like, I don't want to say something racist.
Yeah, cross that off your whiteboard. I know you were going to say it.
I'm like, dog, cat. No, that's not right. Fuck. But those are the only animals I can think of. Oh. So I think you're you.
Thank you. It was a real cop-out.
That was
you
such
was about
a non-answer.
Gorilla, and that's what I
gorilla. No, I was maybe gonna say like panda bear because they're like cuddly and gentle and so cute, and They are common in
And they also get
Asia.
No pussy.
Wait, that's funny and mean. That was funny, mean, and true.
Yes, I was going to say they're all yes. also K-pop stans.
Wait, pandas are K... What do you mean?
They're kind of a leap.
They're K-pop stans.
Just because they're Asian?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, we circled right back around to racism again.
But it's a different kind. It's different fine. Kind. It's more, fine. More like... Well, pandas are wonderful. They're sweet. They climb up bamboo. They're like crowd pleasers. Everybody loves them. That's you.
Oh my yeah. God, dude, I love how y'all see me. That's true. I love this.
Yeah.
And also, like, they also, like, literally cannot survive without someone else's intervention, which is me, 100%.
See, this is the thing. How does everyone know so much about animals off top?
I know a lot.
You do. You know a lot of shit.
I got really random knowledge. Yeah. Really, really random knowledge.
You really do. Yeah. You'll be like, oh, did you know the blah, blah, blah. I'm not listening when you speak.
That's okay.
That you know that. Yeah. Why are you here? Like, okay, they said dog for you.
Yes.
And kangaroo 100%.
I actually do see
you.
It. Very because much. Kangaroos do fight, but have you ever seen a kangaroo fight? They look clumsy as hell. And that's me fighting.
They balance on their tail and then they like kick. And
they yeah, they look clumsy in the sense that we don't see what their moves are, but
yeah,
they
yeah,
will
yeah, yeah.
claw a man to death with their feet. That's and true. I see you doing that shit for sure. I could see you clawing a man into shreds.
I really
with
should.
Just your little feet. Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't always cut my toenails. For that reason.
For self-defense.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you see a dog for me as well?
Which dog, though? Like,
yeah, it needs
which
to be more specific.
Dog? You know, somebody, you kind of give
What do you think? If not a dog, what do you think?
If not a dog, well, if a dog, I was going to say one of them little light-skinned pit bulls, you know, there's always like... Like them.
Oh, wait, I see it.
I like
those
pit
little
light-skinned
pit bulls.
Pit bulls
are my favorite dogs. But if not a dog, let me think. Something like slender and charming, but like...
Like a snake?
Snake? Maybe like, no, not a snake. You're not, I mean, no shade, but you're not that... sensual.
True.
You know what I mean?
Or you could never seduce.
Like, you're not like, hey, bitch. Like, that's not your vibe. That's not really your vibe.
A snake literally seduced the first woman. I'm sorry. You
yes,
cannot do that.
Exactly. I'm sorry. But it's like,
yeah.
You don't like move like that. You're not like,
Do you think you could seduce the first woman?
I can't even seduce the last woman. Are you kidding me? All I do is strike out. Absolutely not. I used to be that bitch, though.
Really?
Yeah. But you you used to make them take bites out of apples?
That's
yeah.
right. Out of this apple. This is why I don't get laid anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, what do you say for
me? What do you see for me?
Ooh, animals. Oh, my God. What are they? Oh, fuck. It's not dolphin. That's not right. See, I'm blanking.
Killer whale or a whale or a
no.
What do you see yourself as?
I don't know. You said dolphin. I was like, what's the most like a dolphin that's not a dolphin? I thought a whale.
Dolphin I see now that you say it. Dolphin yeah. I see. But I was going to say those gray parrots, those African gray parrots.
See, how do you just know about
answer.
That bird?
Right? They're mad smart, but they're also like, they're like, very emotional, but they're only emotional with the people that they fuck with.
Oh.
Right? They're smart. They're
I
emotional.
Like this.
They're like, they're
oh,
so
that's very cool, Lucas.
But
you're
like
really
this.
Reading us to filth today in like the most beautiful way.
Yeah.
But in like a good way.
I fucked with African gray parrots too. So like, did you hear that story about the African gray
no.
parrot and the doctor that like studied them?
No. Tell me.
Oh my God. There's this like beautiful story. What was his name? He was so cute. And there's this doctor that studied them. And the African gray parrots are like the most like, not literate, articulate, whatever. They could speak. They can understand speech. They can identify things. They're extremely intelligent. So there was a researcher studying this one, Alex, the African gray parrot.
Yeah.
And they for years, they were together. They used to study and blah, blah, blah. And like, the gray parrot used to like, when the woman was going through shit, like when the woman like got divorced or whatever, the parrot was like there for her. And then when the parrot was about to die, parrot never said goodbye. But the day before the parrot died, like he was like, goodbye, I love you. And she was like, what? Oh, he never said that before. And she came in the next day and the nigga was dead. Isn't that crazy? Wow. Like, it was like he knew, like, say goodbye. Wow. I love you. You know what I mean? Isn't that beautiful? Like,
oh my God.
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah.
That is wild.
Very interesting. That was Alex is the one, but there's a few other ones that are very smart, very researched. That's you. It is you. It's very you. And they kind of, you know, got that vibe. And they're a little
like I could
African.
Tell the future. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. You know. You can tell.
Don't I look like I can tell the future?
You do. You are. You know what? And you're a little bit like those cats that they put in like senior citizens' homes that are like, this one's going to die next. Like, that's very your vibe.
I actually kind of see Lucas as like those dogs at the airport that are really tiny, not like the huge ones that sniff for bombs.
I was going to say you see him as a cop dog.
No, no. Okay. Like the like mini cop dogs that sniff for like exports, like passion fruit.
Oh, like the one that got all your
biltong?
Yeah,
the one that got all my biltong. I tried to bring biltong back from South Africa.
What is biltong?
Biltong is the best beef jerky in the world. Mm-hmm. And you're not allowed to
are
bring
you
it.
South African?
Yeah.
I thought this was a safe space.
Listen, I didn't do it. Okay? I just want to clarify. I didn't do that shit. You think I chose that? You think that's what I wanted?
I'm with Sharia on this.
That's so funny. That's so funny. Okay.
I didn't do it.
Oh, wait, so what? I'm trying to think. So these are like
Jewish South African.
Yeah.
So
okay.
So I'm not like other
white
people.
So just like a little bit of blood on your hands.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit, a little bit.
Wait, okay, wait. With the dogs that you're thinking of, they're small dogs.
They're
like
small dogs, and they like help people, but in a way that's not like copy. You know? Like
they're not cops, but
like
they're
cops.
Like,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, they're not drug sniffing dogs. They're like,
when you said copy, I was like, as in and paste. I
yeah,
was like,
yeah, yeah. No, they're not like they're not like other dogs.
Okay,
you know, just like how you're not like other girls.
Yeah. Do you can you give me like a breed? Small sniffer dogs.
you're googling it.
Yes. And name it Big Strapper.
They they kind of look like corgis, but they're not.
Midge.
Mm. Maybe let me look up the midge.
Oh my. That one,
yes. That's very Lucas.
It is Lucas.
That is very me.
Oh, he kind of looks like you do. Look
it does.
Oh, I don't think you're a cop, though. I think she's trying
Thank
to say you're
you.
A cop. That's what she's saying. You're cop adjacent.
Oh, my God.
I'm not the only one with blood on my hands. Lucas is a cop.
Way to shirk the blame for apartheid.
Again, didn't do it. Wasn't my choice.
Yeah.
Wait, what would y'all say for each other? Did y'all say that?
I mean, I agree with
kangaroo.
Kangaroo is very good. If I had to go with another one.
Have you seen Lucas's impression of me, by the way? It's very physical.
No.
Yeah. It's just very like.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God. You in a silent movie. Yeah. It's you as Lillian Gish.
It's all that. It's all body language.
Wait, can you do an impression of me?
No.
Because you can't say nigga. It's the same reason why you can't do Ice Spice.
Well, the thing is, when I would tell the story about like that woman who came up to me, I would do like a half impression of you. Where basically I was like, Sharia was like, listen, these light-skinned motherfuckers, they're busy. Like,
you really got the cadence right. It's perfect.
Yes, that was great.
It's perfect.
Improve it. Get some braids. Okay, wait. So what did you say for her?
Yeah, okay, so for Gabby, it would be a very cuddly animal because Gabby is very, very cuddly.
That's right.
Yes. Kangaroo is it's a great vibe of an answer. I'm trying to think if I can think of anything better. Did you have anything other than kangaroo?
Kangaroo is it okay, the only one I would say slow loris a little bit.
Oh, I see it.
Oh,
I
what about it. A red panda?
Oh my goodness.
Red panda for Gabby.
But I think you actually have more like you like red pandas are a little bit like not defenseless, but they're kind of defenseless.
Yeah,
right. They can't really do
no I got a little
much you got yeah. A little bit like slow lorises are so cute.
Yeah,
but if you
you're like the red
them,
panda in Turning Red,
that's boom. Yes. That's yes, right. Like you could get big and butt if it's necessary.
Can I say that movie made me cry both times that I saw it?
Me too. I love that
It's such a good movie.
I should see it. I want to see myself represented on screen.
You haven't seen Turning Red?
Turning Red is actually incredible.
Wow, you really are not a lesbian. That's right. That's right. Look at this.
Yes! Finally, the representation I crave.
Yeah.
That's right.
You really need to see
It's an amazing movie.
It's really good.
We can see it. We can watch it, then we can go to Pieces.
Amazing. That's such a good night.
One of those movies that I think of where I'm like, wow, if that was out when I was a kid, you know, that and the Baymax series. I'm going to cry. Mm. The Baymax series. Have y'all seen that?
Big Hero 6 I only saw really recently.
Big Hero 6 I love. Yeah.
But the Baymax series on Disney Plus.
No,
I haven't seen that one.
My nigga. That is so fun. It's just like little shorts. It is so powerful and good. Every single episode is so powerful and good. And like, it was like, I would be so much healthier if I'd grown up watching shit like that. You know what I mean?
It's beautiful, the stuff they're making for kids now.
It's so good.
Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah.
But we are coming towards the end of the episode.
I'm so sorry. We're chatting, we're having a good time.
We're doing good. But Sharia, so you were on a while ago, one of the first ever, I think you were our first ever guest.
What? I was your first ever on Two Boys in America?
Is that true?
No, Chris was our first guest.
Wow, yeah.
I know.
So you think just because we're both women, I don't know.
I keep confusing you guys.
So much like, because we're both black women. We're not.
Chris is a white woman to be transparent.
But... so did we do self-perception? I think Sharia was our first to do self-perception corner.
Oh yeah, that's right. You were the first person we did self-perception corner on.
We would like you to say how you feel maybe you have changed in how people perceive you.
Mm. And also just how have you changed in general?
I mean, I have one less uterus. I had a uterus last time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did the podcast.
I remember that.
And we noticed.
It was there. It was there. And it was talking.
So funny. It was, though. What did I say last time? I don't know. I was probably really depressed last time. I'm always depressed. How have I changed in my perception of myself? Mm. I think now, my perception of myself, I think it has improved. I think I now see myself as more capable of handling the bullshit that I am either putting myself into or get thrown at me I think every day I get a little bit better. Mm. The bar is in hell, but I get a little bit better at handling the bullshit. I get a little bit better at accepting myself for what I am. And I think I am starting to with just talking to you, you know, one of the things that terrifies me is being perceived, which is a stupid thing to get into is comedy. If you're afraid of people perceiving you. And I think even just like talking to you, sitting with you, like you like explain shit, like really you can be vulnerable with me and explain like how you be like, you know, you handle this fame shit. You know what I mean? I think I have gotten less concerned just a little bit with how people are going to perceive me. I've realized, like, I'm the kind of person, like, if you fuck with me, you fuck with me heavy. And if you don't fuck with me, you really don't fuck with me. But that's okay, right? I think I've gotten over wanting to be seen as liked and lovable and blah, blah, blah. Fuck you. You know what I mean? If you don't fuck with it, it's fine. It's totally fine. That's valid. You know what I mean? And I think I'm slowly getting... comfortable with that.
Do you think there's anything that's like led to that? Like, is there a kind of...
I'm gonna be right back. I'm just gonna use the bathroom.
Oh yeah.
Before I...
Is there like a creative... We get vulnerable in Egypt.
That's right. Right?
Men age shit.
Wow. He's just in the bathroom looking in the mirror, licking his lips.
I can't. Do you think there's anything that led to that kind of like one day at a time mentality? Is there like a meditation practice or a creative practice you do?
I mean, I hope that I think doing whatever I do, whenever I do meditation, whenever I do yoga, whenever I do any of those things, I think it helps just a little bit. But I think really just the realization that there is no way out. I think there's no way out of that reality. Like, I think I have I've entered spaces and bumped up against people enough, or people have bumped up against my personality enough, that I'm like, this is going to happen no matter where I go, and there's no other way out, and you're not going to die, and it's, and those people aren't that, it's not that fucking important. You can survive without that kind of shit. So like, I think that is really, honestly, the only way I do things is by realizing there's no escape. And
that's how it is, you know. That's amazing. And that's such a like interesting way to think of it, because sometimes the way I think of it is the opposite, where it's like everything that's bad will end eventually.
That's right. Yes.
And if you keep pushing through. I had this conversation with a woman in Vegas, which was like a really weird conversation to have.
Why were you doing comedy in Vegas?
No, I was trying to see a music festival, which is embarrassing. Amazing. And then it got canceled due to high winds. But it was, I had stopped drinking for a month. I tried a month no drinking. So I was ordering non-alcoholic beers.
In Vegas.
In Vegas. And this woman at the bar was like, are you sober? I was like, I'm trying a thing for a month. And she was like, I'm sober. And we got in this long conversation and she said something like, what I went through to like get sober and to get to where I am today, like it was so hard pushing through that. But life is so much easier now.
Mm. Wow.
Mm.
And that like stuck with me so hard because I was like, sometimes the things that I pushed up against in my daily life, like with like depression, anxiety, and like honestly my ADHD, like, and like getting tasks done and trying to get my goals done and being almost 30 and being like, oh my God, I don't know what to do with my life. It like feels insurmountable. Like the, and like the looking inward I need to do, it feels like impossible. And then I just keep thinking like, there must be another side. There must be a way that it's going to feel so good again. Mm. I hope. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, yeah, that's fucking, that's good. That's really good.
You okay, Sharia? Do you want
that
to...
was great. Sorry, that was good. And like, it keeps happening. You keep having to, and then it feels good on the other side. And then there's another thing, and then you feel good on the other side. You right, nigga, that's right. That's good.
I love seeing you be vulnerable. I love you so much, Sharia.
I love y'all so much.
You're such a good, now I'm gonna fucking cry. You're such a good person, and like so, oh my God, fuck.
Y'all are really trying to fuck me, and I'm with it. I'm with it. It's
time. I don't know where this is coming
y'all
from.
Y'all are crying. I just peed. We all got the waterworks.
It's time. That's right.
You could call it the crying of the bladder.
Yes. The crying of the bladder. Yes. You're supposed to pee before sex, so let's do this.
And like beyond how much I respect you as a person, I also like just still think you're an amazing comic. Like you've got that, you've just got that thing. You've got that tight 10 that you go up and it works every single time, and you add tags and you add this and that, and like it just, you like know what you're getting. It's consistent, it's solid, and I just respect it so much.
I love you. Thank you. This has been really nice for myself. No, thank you. Y'all are two of the, like, you know, y'all know y'all that nigga. You know, y'all know.
Can I very quickly say how I feel about like how I perceive that you have changed over?
Let him cook.
No, yeah, I will say, like, my opinion of you before you were first on our podcast was like, oh, this is one of the coolest people on the planet. Such a wonderful comic. I will say the biggest change that I have noticed in you is I feel like you have taken a lot more charge and action in your health and your well-being, and doing things that you like, doing things that you need. And I see a lot of health. Yeah. I see a lot of health in a lot of different ways in you.
Thank you. Thank you. You know what? Getting rid of that uterus. Yeah. But really, like, thank you.
Has anyone, like, reached out to you and kind of been like, because I feel like fibroids, like, they don't get talked about very much.
No.
Has anyone reached out and been like, thank you for speaking about this?
Mm. I mean, yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a few people have really, especially when I was doing that little web series or whatever. But like, yeah, like people have definitely come to me and been like, and especially when I do the jokes, people are like, yo, I'm riddled with them. Like, that really, yeah.
I just tried to apply some chapstick and it just exploded from the stick.
Even the chapstick's crying.
You made the chapstick nut on your face? Is that what you're trying to say?
You say nut, I say cry. Potato, potato.
Potato, potato. I like to do both at the same time.
Meat, crysturbation.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
not to be outdone by sleepsturbation, right, where you masturbate until you don't feel like it anymore and then you go to sleep.
Okay. Oh, I thought you meant masturbating in your sleep. I thought that's what you meant.
Oh no, you think I ever have that much fun?
I don't know. That's you said a word and I that's not my fault.
Masturbate in your sleep. What? Who's got the energy to do?
People have sex in their sleep.
That is a thing.
Yeah.
That is a thing. I've heard about that. And
yeah.
In an active way. It's
actually
weird,
one of
wild.
Our good friends told me that he and his partner jerk each other off in the night. I don't know if he wants the information out there.
While they're sleeping?
Yeah, while they're sleeping. So I'll tell you guys who it is after.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Cannot wait. Lucas yeah. and who?
Lucas and Zach.
Lucas and Zach. Where is he now?
I don't know. I haven't heard from him. I hope he's doing all right.
I know. I hope he's married now.
Yeah. Oh, that would be good.
To a woman with big gums.
You've yeah. got a memory.
Oh,
you're really
those callbacks.
This one.
We're
this
singing
one.
You got the fucking snap.
This
back.
One.
You be snapping back. Mm-hmm. Yes,
that's right.
I love the both of you guys so much.
Oh, thank you so much.
So lovely. Every time I fuck with y'all is like.
Yeah, it's such
time.
A good time. I also like. I love that you. I mean, you're really kind of like blowing up right now as a comic, as you should. And what I'm really seeing that's amazing is like you're so nice to everyone. That's
you
not
are.
True of everybody. I feel like
that is very true.
I'm not nice to everyone. I'm nice to y'all.
Well, you're
because I like y'all.
Yeah. You're nice to everyone except the girl that came up to Lucas. Then you got to defend.
Yeah, we have Sharia privilege. That's
right.
Going
no,
on.
That's true. Right. And don't fucking talk to me. I have anxiety. Yeah. Don't make people think
you're
I'm
nice
friendly.
To everyone. That being said, do not reach out to
do
her.
Do not speak to me. I'm absolutely filled with anxiety and fear. I will bite.
Well, Sharia, tell the fans where they can bite you.
Yeah. Oh my God, bitch, you good with this shit. You on the shit.
We've been doing this a while.
Yeah, that's
we've been doing enough. This a while.
Where,
and I'm not famous, so I got to make up for it with the verb.
Y'all more famous than me, bitch.
I don't want to be fat. I don't want the smoke.
No.
Terrifying. I don't want to be Kanye. I'm already severely mentally ill. Yeah, let's add fame on top of that.
Where can people
really
bite you? Sorry. On the socials,
yes.
Shows? What's up?
Sharia did that on TikTok, which I am going to post more on.
That's right.
And Sharia did that on Twitter, and Sharia Mattis Comedy on Instagram, and come check out me and Pranav Bahari. You're going to have a podcast coming out in February, and we have a show that is going to be on Saturday, but monthly show called Little Sister at Young Ethel's. Come and just, you know, try to have sex with me. If you have a fat ass and a good strap game, hit me up.
That's right. That's right.
Please have sex with me.
Please have sex with Sharia. I keep following me on Instagram. I'm going to try and post my reels more consistently. I've made a New Year's resolution. One reel a week. It's going to happen. Mm. And I've got a couple spots. And then my friend Divya and I are running a show called If We Did It Comedy, which is a murder mystery comedy show. Nice. And so more information on that to come. Follow If We Did It Show on Instagram.
Nice. You can find all of my shows on my website at lucastarnold.com. I also have a mailing list and a form you can fill out to let me know whereabouts in the world you are so I can know to come to perform for you guys one day. Please fill out that form. I will add you to my mailing list through that. It would help me out a ton if you do that. I have some shows coming up on the 28th. I'm going to be at the New Grizzly Pear in Midtown.
I love that place.
Yeah,
it's actually really nice.
Yeah, and I'm going to be there again on February 4th with Che Dorena and Demetrius Fields. We sold out a show, and so we're adding another one.
Nice.
So that's going to be fun. Otherwise, I have my own show, First Impressions, that we had our first show. It was a lot of fun. It was a blast. I'm going to let you guys know when we have a second date in the books. Can't wait for the new lineup when I get there. But yeah, my socials, you already know, at Lucas T. Arnold on my website. Yeah.
Should we announce the partnership or should we wait on that?
I think we should wait until it's
okay.
Realized.
By partnership, they mean the three-way that we're having.
Yes.
Should we announce the three-way that's coming after? Well, we got big things coming. Announcing them soon. Patreon exclusive.
Live stream.
We're doing a thing. We're doing nudes. Thank you.
You can
Sharia.
Tip us and tell us what moves to do.
That's right. One titty at a time.
Beautiful. A saison of titty.
A
Excuse me. What? I'm supposed to know French? Bitch ass language.
Thank you very much for watching and listening. We'll see you next week.